Hi, friends. Welcome back to Out of Focus. I'm Shannon Stewart, and today's guest I think you're really going to enjoy meeting. His name is DJ, and he's the creative mind behind Imagine Friends of Imagineville, a world he's created through art, characters, calendars, and coloring books that celebrate friendship, kindness, and inclusion. DJ is also passionate about faith and helping people see that our identity is not found in labels, but in Jesus Christ. I am so excited to introduce you to him. DJ, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. And for people who may not know you, you are a greeter at Be Renewed, and you make every single person feel welcomed, loved, seen, and we truly appreciate you.
Oh, it's always an honor and a pleasure to make everybody at Be Renewed feel welcome and loved, and it's a huge passion to help them to know how important and valuable they are and that they are all deeply and greatly loved by awesome God Himself.
Amen. You shine for Jesus, and you bring a smile to every person's face, and we thank you so very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Everyone at Be Renewed is awesome and incredible family to me.
Aw, you're family to us. I guess I'm your aunt, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Woo-hoo! For people who may not know you yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what Imagine Friends of Imagineville is?
Oh, of course. I'm DJ Svoboda, autism advocate and autism ambassador. And I am the CEO of the Imagine Friends mission. It's a family and team mission dedicated and devoted to spreading and sharing both autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and to help the world to know that autism is to be known and to be understood, but never to be judged or to be criticized. The Imagine Friends mission was established by my mom, Miss Cindy, and I on July 16th, 2011. The Imagine Friends of Imagineville themselves are actually inspirations based on the challenges that I faced growing up with autism, and they are dedicated to making this world into a better place for everyone with autism and special needs of all ages, and for everybody, especially to help autism to be more known and to be more understood.
How did the idea for Imagineville first come to you?
Well, it actually started with sketching and doodling just for fun when I was in middle school. But when high school started in 1997, it's like a huge inspiration came to me. I started to get more excited about art in a special way, and I just let the imagination show me what to create. And when I had free time at school, the love for art grew so much I just couldn't stop doing it. After definitely a few years of drawing and getting the hang of it, and doing some experimenting with certain paper and pens and colors, the idea for the Imagine Friends came to me in a meeting one day when I was with a good friend that used to be a teacher with my mom, Cindy. We were at an Apex Bojangles one day, and she told me that these special characters needed a special name. I totally agreed, and I thought about it for a moment, and then, well, since they come from the imagination, why not call them the Imagine Friends? So that's where the name Imagine Friends came from, and they actually were born on October 19th, 2001, in a neighborhood called Taylor's Pond.
Wow. So when did you first realize that you love creating characters and stories?
Most of that actually did come from during the time when I was in high school back at Cary High School. Whenever each character was created, I would think of a name and a special story, like a lesson that they teach. Sometimes coming up with the name was the hardest part, but creating them was the most fun. I did some of the art with pencil and ink pen at first in the beginning, and I used to use the big Crayola markers, but today I use the Crayola Super Tip markers because they are so much easier to hold on to, and they come in so many different colors. And when creating an Imagifriend or an Imagiville style work of art, I like to try to add everybody's favorite color as possible. And I use Micron pen size 12, which is a lot of fun to use.
Crayola needs to sponsor you.
Oh, that's a huge dream, that they find out about the Imagifriends and become part of the mission themselves because of all the creative ideas that they come with for children and other artists to be creative, to have fun, and to imagine.
Hey, we serve the God of the Impossible, DJ. Let's dream. I'm going to dream with you that Crayola somehow partners with you one day.
Right on.
If someone could step inside Imagible for a day, what would they experience?
They will always, always be welcome with love and with kindness and respect, because in Imagiville, everyone is loved and accepted for who and as they are. They get reminded that they never have to fit in and they never have to follow the crowd. They see and they learn and realize that they are to be who awesome God created them to be. We are all made in the image of awesome God, and everyone in Imagiville gets loved, gets treated with only kindness and respect. There is no prejudice, no bullying, and no harsh or bitter judgment in any way. And when you visit Imagiville, you will also be taught that you are definitely very valuable and you matter a whole lot, no matter what negative or bitter thing is ever said about you. You matter a lot, and all children, teens, and adults with autism and special needs matter a lot. They are deeply and greatly loved, too. In Imagiville, everyone is welcome with love and acceptance and kindness big time.
I love that. Your work is all about friendship and kindness, just like you just said. Why is that message so important to you?
Because based on experiences that I faced growing up with autism, I understand and I know how it feels to be bullied. There were times when I and other good friends with autism were called bad names and teased, even made fun of by people back then who just didn't understand what it was. And this mission with the Imagifriends means so much because it's time for the world to understand that you have to take time to get to know those with autism and special needs. Because just like everybody else, children, teens, and adults with autism, special needs, even with Down syndrome, have hearts and have feelings too. And they want to be loved and to be accepted for who they are. And there are many things that they can do to make this world into a better and greater place. They just need to be given the chance, because there are so many ways they can show you love and kindness and care, and there are many things they can do to make the world into a better place, especially neighborhoods, communities, and towns. You just have to get to know them and give them the chance.
That's so true. You made me a little teary-eyed. I love that so very much. You were 100% correct. Is there a character in Imagiville that represents part of your story?
Oh, absolutely. this famous character himself, the mascot, the leader, and the Mickey Mouse of the Imagifriends himself, the Mupperesmo. I created him when I worked part-time at an Apex Lowe's Foods, and I created him to help the world to know that everyone with autism thinks and feels and sees things differently, even from a very different point of view, which is exactly why he turns his head upside down to see things differently. Yep, he's become quite the icon with his message, and he's like the mayor and like the president of Imagiville himself.
And you color all that.
Yep. Each Imagifriend is all drawn and created by hand, guaranteed.
How long does it take you to do something like that?
Oh, it would all depend on what size it is. My smallest size is 9 by 12, so it would probably take maybe a few hours or maybe close to a week, depending on what the schedule might be. Because I'm also a public speaker, and I love going to places to speak about the mission and what the Imagifriends are all about. This is 11 by 14, so that would probably, I estimate, take maybe almost close to a week or a couple of weeks. But my biggest size, 18 by 24, ooh, that would take probably close to a month.
Wow! That's a labor of love.
Oh, yes. It's a passion, it's a dedication, and a commitment all in one.
And you're making a difference.
Oh, yes. Making a difference helps me to feel good because I want to inspire others with autism to help them to know that they can make a difference too.
You don't just inspire people with autism. You inspire other people too. You inspire me. You inspire my husband, Mike. You inspire the people at Be Renewed Church. You are a light in the midst of this dark world, and you shine so bright for our Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. In fact, when every work of art is done, before each work of art is signed, I always like to dedicate each work of art to the Lord first before it gets signed.
Wow. Amazing. What is something you wish more people understood about autism?
Well, quite a few things. Number one, everybody with autism has their own world and their own environment, and each day they have a different routine. And if something changes that routine sometimes, it can upset their worlds and their environments in certain ways. Second, many have the heart, the mind, and the soul of a young child and love a lot of things that young children love, like, say, certain foods, certain toys, even different shows that children love. Anything that's part of a young child's world can be part of their world. Like me, I love a lot of things that young children love. And I love seeing the insides of elementary schools where I speak sometime, and you see so many colors and designs and so many things that are part of a child's world. It just always gives me a great feeling. In fact, most people with autism even have sensory issues to certain foods and to certain clothing. If they refuse certain foods or clothing, they're not being disrespectful. They're not being rude. It's called sensory overload because when it comes to clothing, it might feel heavy or might feel scratchy or might feel not so good to them, and they know what they like, and they know what they don't. It's the same thing for foods. Certain foods have different smells, tastes, and textures that might upset their sensory issues. They're not being picky to be rude or to be disrespectful. It's just a sensory overload thing. It's also like if someone with autism has a sensory overload when they're very upset, it's not a temper tantrum. That is not to be confused with a temper tantrum at all. It's called sensory overload. Some places might have lights that are too bright or noises that might hurt their ears. Many with autism have very sensitive ears, and I do too. I can't stand certain loud noises either. So it's important to stop and realize that they're not having a temper tantrum, and it has nothing to do with bad parenting. It has everything to do with feeling overwhelmed because some of them don't know how to explain or to talk about what's bothering them. This is why autism has to be understood and has to be known, not to be judged, not to be criticized. And in fact, when people with autism show joy or even show kindness in so many ways, that's the way they show love. That's the way they express their happiness and their joy. In fact, most of the time, I love to be silly to express my joy, and I always love to spread love by giving hugs or fist bumps or high fives. And when I visit places, I always like to let teams know how much their hard work and their teamwork is greatly appreciated. Because at a lot of favorite places, I want the teams to know that what they do matters. Their hard work matters. Their teamwork matters. Whether it be at a place to shop, or at a restaurant, or the USPS, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, and DHL making their deliveries, giving them all a big thank you and appreciation can really make a huge impact in their lives.
We need more people in this world like you, DJ. That is what is going through my head.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's always such a pleasure to help people to feel loved and appreciated. And it's important to help them to know how much they really do matter.
Amen. Do you think being on the spectrum gives you a unique way of seeing the world or creating things?
Yes, totally, because the honest truth is, I don't agree with the world or with life in any way, and I don't agree with any world or life talk either, not even with the negative news or some of that negative stuff social media tells you. I have made a firm decision to only agree with the awesome Lord and with what he says and what he promises only.
What do you think the world could learn from people with autism?
They could learn that all great and amazing and awesome things are possible, and to understand that with teamwork and love and support, big, big dreams can and will come true. It just takes dedication, it takes support, and it takes love, and it even takes the power of great teamwork, because people with autism have dreams too. I have over 100 dreams for the Imagine Friends mission, and in my mom Cindy's honor, I'm determined to see them come true even more than ever, because a huge part of the mission is to help everyone with autism and special needs to know that they too can make a huge difference and see their dreams come true, to build stronger, greater communities, to help neighborhoods, cities, and towns to be filled with kindness and support and compassion, because you never know what some people might be going through. You never know what they have been through. Words and actions of kindness can really make an impact in their lives in above and beyond ways, and everyone with autism can make a difference like that. It just takes getting to know them, and it takes giving them a chance, but it also means giving them love and support and encouragement too.
How has your faith helped you after losing your precious mom?
Well, I do know that even though she was 66 years old, I do know that she believed in Jesus with all her heart, and boy, did she love to listen to a lot of songs about Jesus and about God. I do know that because of what Jesus did for us on and at the cross, and when he rose from the dead, I definitely knew and believed that Mom Cindy is not gone, and I never lost her. She was just transferred to our actual real home with the Lord, where we truly belong. Her time on earth was done, and her work on earth was done for a reason. So the awesome Lord himself had a huge reason why he needed sweet Mom Cindy back home in heaven, and keeping the mission going honors all the hard work that she did and all the lives of autism teachers, parents, and families that she touched.
You're preaching today, DJ. I love it. What are some things she encouraged in you that you still carry with you today?
Well, she always taught me to not fit in and to never try to follow the crowd, because it's always important to have your own style. She taught me a lot about patience, because awesome God is always working behind the scenes and always working if you sometimes can't see it. He never stops working. And she did taught me a lot about kindness and never to judge, because you never know what some battle some people might be fighting, and you don't know what they might be going through or what they have gone through. And she definitely taught me that it's important to take one day and to take one step at a time and to surrender it all completely to the Lord. And it felt good to surrender it all completely to the Lord and to put it all in his great, great hands. And even though she was called home to heaven a couple of years ago, the Lord has definitely been showing up and has been working in such big ways.
Amen. That's powerful what you just said. There's so much power in surrender. We get nervous or anxious because we want to have the control of the outcome. But really, our job is obedience, but God's job is the outcome. You talk about building your identity on Jesus. What does that mean to you personally?
Well, it definitely means that it's important to focus on who he says you are, because awesome God himself loves us as much as he loves Jesus. And giving love and acceptance to others is another major part of the mission, because only the Lord himself knows what others have gone through and we have not. So when we show love and when we show care, that's a powerful way to show how much precious Jesus himself cares. And with awesome God and with precious Jesus, impossible and impossibility never exist. When you think about all those awesome miracles that Jesus did, and when he rose from the dead, it's a huge inspiration to help you remember that nothing is too big, nothing is too hard, and nothing is too difficult for awesome God. And with awesome God, there is no such thing as impossible or impossibility. And because I believe that Christ Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and because to whom the Son sets free is free indeed, it's definitely important to be who the Lord created you to be. And when you focus more on who the Lord says you are, and remember that you're already approved by awesome God, you don't need anybody else's approval.
Amen. How has your faith helped you when life gets difficult? Because life is hard.
Well, life never has the final say, that is true. But by making a huge dedication to meditate and to focus on what the Lord has promised and what He said. By completely surrendering everything to the Lord, you feel a powerful sense of peace because Jesus Himself is our Prince of Peace. By focusing on Him, and because He is greater than anything in the world, even more bigger and more powerful than anything in this world, it feels super powerful when you focus on the fact that His word, His will, is the highest form of reality and the rock-solid final authority. The Lord is always true to His word. He always listens when you pray, and His timing and His ways are always perfect. So when you focus on what the Lord says, and even when you speak out verses like I love to do, it gives you a sense of peace and you get a sense of power knowing that you are in the Lord's presence, and the Lord's presence never ends, and the blood of Jesus never loses its power.
Woo! I love the presence of Jesus. There's nothing like it. And there is definitely peace in His presence.
Mm-hmm.
What does true inclusion look like for you?
True inclusion means that it's always important to accept others for who they are. It's not the looks and it's not the skin color that matters. It's a loving, kind, and caring heart and soul that matters. Everyone has things that they like and things that they don't. And it's the same thing for others with autism and special needs. Inclusion means acceptance. And inclusion means love and kindness and welcoming others. And most of all, it's a powerful way to show how much the Lord cares and how much the Lord loves. Because Jesus, He never turns anybody away. And He never turned anyone away who needed His help. Inclusion is a way of showing love and care and kindness all in one.
What would you say to someone who feels different or like they don't belong?
I would say, listen carefully. You are deeply and greatly loved for who you are. You are not who this world says. You are who awesome God says you are. You don't have to fit in. You are born and created and called to stand out and to become who awesome God says you are. When you stand out and be who God created you to be, that's a very powerful way to honor God, because it is written, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Our true value comes from the Lord, not the world. It's important to know that because the Lord says you are who He says you are, when you focus on that, you definitely remember this, that you are a child of the Most High God.
You're amazing, DJ. You said you had over 100 dreams for Imagineville. Can you tell me some about those dreams you have?
Oh, can I ever? One thing's for sure is I believe for places like Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A, even Kohl's, and even many other awesome companies and businesses like Hallmark, too, to come on board and to help the Imagine Friends become so many things that they have and what they make, to help get the word out there more and more greatly known out there, especially for autism acceptance and autism inclusion. I believe to speak at even more schools and colleges and even churches and other places to share what the Imagine Friends are all about and what the mission is all about, because a huge part of these dreams is to keep them alive in sweet mom Miss Cindy's honor. I even believe for the Imagine Friends to have their own special playground where everyone is welcome and loved and accepted, and where they can get to know people with autism and special needs, where family and friends can come together. Because another part of the mission is to bring people together. And for my books to be sold in places like Books a Million and Barnes and Noble, because these books are not about a lot of books that talk about health. They talk about being different, being yourself, never try to fit in, and never try to follow the crowd. I even believe for the Imagine Friends to become special toys and plush toys for others. And I even believe for the Imagine Friends to have a special dream shop where you can come in and buy a lot of top quality things that the Imagine Friends can be on and what they teach. And there would be even a food bar in there where people with autism can get their favorite foods. And I even believe for one day for the Imagine Friends to have many places named after them to help autism families, autism parents, and even autism teachers. My list goes on and on, actually.
I love your dreams. They fascinated me. I used to be a really big dreamer, but now you've inspired me to start even dreaming bigger and more grander, because we do serve an awesome God, and there is nothing impossible for Him. He's the God of wonders.
I agree.
For people who want to buy your book or your calendar, is there a website they can go to purchase what you sell?
Oh, yes. Some great new members of the team are renewing it right now, and it's called DJandTheImagineFriends.com. And if they ever want to contact me, I'm on Facebook under the name Daniel Svoboda, and there's the Imagine Friends Facebook page, Friends of DJ Svoboda and the Imagine Friends.
Now, do you happen to have an email if anybody wants to reach out to you to speak or anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can be reached at djjw@earthlink.net.
Perfect. I have one more question. If someone listening today feels misunderstood, different, or alone, what would you want them to hear?
I want them to hear that it's important to never try to follow the crowd, because being different is what makes everybody amazing and awesome and incredible above and beyond. And being different is what makes everybody amazing and awesome and incredible, and that everybody has things that they like and things that they don't. It's important to have your own style. It's important to enjoy what you love and what you like, because we all have favorite foods and we all have favorite places to go, even restaurants to eat, things to collect. A lot of people with autism love to collect different things that are part of their world and their environment. And you don't have to be like anybody else. You just be you. You be who God says you are. You be who God created you to be.
I have another question now. What are some of your favorite foods?
Well, I will be honest. I am a pizza lover. I admit it. And I do love burgers that are not too plump, but just right. And I definitely do love Italian food. And I definitely love different kinds of fruits. And I definitely love going to restaurants to see the teams and to give them appreciation. My list of favorite foods is pretty long.
So if you could go to one restaurant, what restaurant would it be?
Well, I would say it's a place that my mom, Cindy, loved to go to, the Favorite Longhorn Steakhouse in Apex.
Oh, that's so good. I love that place.
Oh, I agree. The team there are just like family to me.
I bet they are. So what's your favorite pizza? Where's it from?
I'd say I've enjoyed CC's Pizza and Pizza Inn, and I totally am a Pizza Hut fan. And I do like New York style pizza, and I'd say my favorite thickest pizza would be the pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh my gosh, I love that pizza. My dad used to take me on my lunch break when I was in school, and he would take me to the Pizza Hut lunch buffet when they had it. I don't even know if they still have it. It was so good. I always ate way too many pieces of pizza. Thank you so much, DJ. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Oh, yes. I would love to share a couple of my favorite Bible verses. Ephesians 3:20, that promises that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all that we can ever ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine, according to the power that is at work within you. And Psalm 138:8, which promises that awesome God always handles, perfects, and accomplishes everything and all that concerns us.
Woo! I love that. And I love how you closed with Bible verses, because the Word of God is the most powerful book we could ever read. It's the only book we will ever read that's living, active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Thank you so much for closing us out on the most powerful book ever written.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much, DJ. I really appreciate you. And I just hope the Lord does exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think, not just this year, but in the years to come. He has his hand on your life.
Oh, I appreciate you all above and beyond, and you are all blessed and amazing family to me, above and beyond.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, when life feels out of focus, there is always one who brings clarity. We'll see you next time.